one more time. We're gonna bonus improv at Fairy Fun Friends.
You know what Joe should do?
What?
Give us something.
Anything of your choosing, Joe.
Fleas.
He cool gave us fleas.
These are nice.
Kill him. Kill him.
Keep the fleas.
Your suggestion is anonymous.
Anonymous. What do you think about anonymous sources?
Like that breaking news?
Yeah. Feels fake.
I don't know what that was. I get sniped.
Pew! Tell your truth.
I mean, I understand the, like why somebody would be anonymous if they were trying to whistleblow.
Yeah.
So it's hard because you have to like critically assess everything you are told.
Yeah.
And it's, I think that's hard to do, especially when it's like people want there to be like you might want something to be true.
Right.
So yeah. It's like, so someone confirms something that you want, it's going to be like, this is good information.
Yeah.
I like it. But I could see the opposite being true, right? It's like, if you don't believe something and someone says, you're like, yeah, okay. Why are you anonymous, big guy?
Yeah.
I mean, anonymous.
Hiding behind your anonymity, huh?
Yeah. Real convene.
Yeah. Real convene.
Yeah. So, yeah. And but I also understand because, like, people do get killed. And
what? I get it, too. Like, I don't even want to ever, like, leave a review on Google for anything. I don't want people seeing my shit. Like, we had a friend, Joe, found one of their reviews in the wild, and it was just really funny to me. I was like, oh, here's, yeah. he's reviewing something. And
it wasn't even like I went to the review section. It was the top review of this place that I, like, had been to before. I was just looking it up for directions.
And it just, like, was right there. And it was like, that's so startling to me.
It was weird, yeah.
You guys, since you have my location, you could probably see my profile and read all my reviews.
I can't believe I haven't done this already.
Oh,
this sounds like
tonight's going to be a good night.
Oh, because I know you're not leaving night. I know your most of those reviews are probably torching.
I try to be fair. I really do. It's not my fault that people make things look hard.
Oh,
I'm not sure if I still do this. I don't remember, but I used to have two accounts. One was for good and one was for bad.
Oh, so you look magnanimous in one of them.
And like a total asshole in the other.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want my two identities separate.
Right.
Have you heard about these local reviewers in town? The twins. One of them is really nice and one of them is incredibly mean.
Get out of my way. I'll make room. Statistically, there has to be an evil and nice twin. Right?
Or at least comparatively. No, they're never going to be exactly equal morally.
Unless they're trying to be, in which case, like, why are you performing?
Well, then that's performative, and then that is that's by nice. Default.
Too not
lowers
nice.
their
vibration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Just be yourselves, twins.
Yeah, you idiots. Don't even get me started on triplets.
God, can you imagine giving birth to three children at once?
I think they come out individually. It's not like all three of them go, we're like, here.
And the mother's dead.
Yeah.
The explosion.
Cut that part out.
No, leave it in.
No, leave it in. That happens. Medical explosion. Look it up.
Oh, don't say that.
Is there like a tragedy that I don't know about?
No, it just sounds gross.
Oh. As opposed to all the other stuff we say.
Yeah. This is the line.
And now, improv.
Oh, it's you. It's you again. Hi, welcome to the restaurant. I'm really sorry. I saw your negative review. I'm sorry. I didn't think that our uniforms were a shade of blue that shouldn't exist in nature and was an affront to God and man. I thought it was just, I thought it was just regular royal blue, but we've changed them since your review. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Hopefully this, we're just gray now.
Well, you're just lucky that no other restaurant in town was open tonight, because I didn't want to come back.
Well, we're happy to have your service, and please, I'm going to be honest with you. We're all scared of you and your reviews. We're worried about what you're going to say next. So if you have any issues, please let us address them in the moment. I don't want you, it looked like last time you were reviewing things literally as they happened. You had a string of like 14 reviews right in a row, and each one was an individual complaint.
I have to say I'm flattered that you're paying so much attention to me.
Well, one of your reviews said, at the very end of it, the last line was, "Hang on, I gotta go pee." And then the next review was, "Okay, I'm back. They served my lobster while I was in the bathroom." 1 star.
A lobster that, quote, "had it tasted itself, would have come back to life and committed suicide," unquote.
I don't think that that's fair. I don't think that that's really true. We win awards for our lobster. We trap them ourselves.
Table for one.
Right. How about this? You pick the table. I want you to pick the best table that we have. I want you to have it. I want you to have a great...
Of course. Just maybe make a quick note for later.
Okay.
Indecisive staff leaves administrative tasks to the clientele.
No, I was just trying to make you happy. Fine, I'll choose a table. I will choose a table for you. Here you go.
Ambivalency knows no bounds. Take me to the seat.
Here we go. This is... I set you up. It's half booth, half table, so you can choose either side.
Can't even commit to a single kind of seated arrangement. What sort of Jekyll and Hyde nonsense does this restaurant operate under? I ask you.
I'm sorry. Okay, fine.
Does it bother you that I'm saying this out loud?
Well, no. I mean, I guess I That's need to I get ahead of it. I'd rather hear it while it's happening than...
I'll take the booth.
Okay. There you go. It's nice.
Put the napkin in my lap. Oh, touched me.
I'm sorry. Sorry, that was an accident. I'm really sorry.
I'm going to choose to believe you. I'd like a drink menu and a food menu.
Oh, of course, right here. Drink menu, food menu.
Do you hand all of your customers the menu upside down?
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Here.
Are you making fun of me because you know as a child I was dyslexic?
How would I know that? No, I choose
to believe you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, may I tell you about our specials?
Yes.
Okay. For an appetizer, we have grilled artichoke hearts that are lightly dressed with tips of asparagus.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I got to check your menu. Didn't realize I was at Yard House.
What? No, this is a...
If I wanted a grilled artichoke, that's where I would have gone.
No. This is a signature dish for our chef in the back.
All right, break me off one.
All right. Okay, great. One appetizer special. And our feature tonight is a little beef bourguignon. It's done in a traditional French manner. No?
Stop.
What?
What I'm going to do is provide you a link to a website that helps English speakers with French accents. Because that, frankly, was appalling.
No.
It was clair de soleil.
My mother was French. That's how she would pronounce it. Beef bourguignon.
Your mama was an imposteur. I'm sorry to tell you. No French woman would ever say... Say it again.
Beef bourguignon.
Dear God.
What? That's how she said it. I don't know what to tell you. She's from France. She's from Nice.
No more about your Polish mother. Go on.
All right, and then... Our featured wine tonight is a Barolo. It pairs beautifully with the beef bourguignon. Ugh. How am I supposed to say it?
Did you say Barolo?
Yeah, Barolo, okay. Yes.
All right, yeah. We'll have water.
Okay, water it is. Here you go. Here you go. Ice water for you.
Is that what I said?
You said water?
I got to write something down.
Freely dispenses ice as though they were the Atlantic Ocean. And I were a thirsty Titanic. Do you like that?
It's poetic, but please don't write that about us. Please don't write that about us.
It's a good line. I'm going to have to think about it. Bring me a dessert. Redeem yourself.
Starting with dessert. Sure. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'll be right back. Just let me... Okay. You can entertain yourself while I'm gone.
Okay. Let me just make a couple of quick notes as I look around this fucking hellhole tear down hole in the wall.
And I'm back.
Oh.
Death by chocolate. It's a flourless chocolate cake with raspberries atop of it.
Go on.
And that's it.
If you fancy yourself an evening where you don't have to think about the human condition, may I not recommend this establishment? Because though my mother just recently died and I didn't want to think about death, they deigned to bring me a dessert called, basically, your mother's dead, here's chocolate.
Try it. Try the death by chocolate.
Why the hell not? It's the last time I'm coming here, one-star bullshit-ass restaurant.
Yeah, that's right. It is the last time you're coming here. Yeah, that's right. Would you taste our special ingredient in that cake?
No.
It's the chef's special poison.
No. Why?
Death by chocolate.
No. Oh my God. Wait. My lights are going out. One last thing. The staff is ugly.
Fuck you. Scene.